Do you have one, Wally? Oh, Cindy, I'm sorry.
I was on mute. Sorry about that. Yeah. Report about the programming committee. Our last meeting, we spoke to the program directors of WBAI and WPFW, and we talked about, they actually gave us reports, particularly the program director from WBAI. And the main thing she talked about was their strip programming and, how that worked and how the fundraising was with that. And we also talked to the program director of WPFW and talked about the, sorry, I dropped something. We also talked to them about fundraising. They are doing better than the other Pacifica stations at fundraising, and she had some ideas. And I guess that's about all I have to say. Nancy is chair of that that committee. If you have more questions, I'm sure she can help.
Which committee is that?
Programming committee.
Oh, okay. Yes, she is. All right. Thank you, Wally. Sandy, you had.
You're
welcome. I'm sorry, I skipped over you from before.
Thank you. Just very briefly, I just want to congratulate Sandra Rawline for continuing the tradition of having a KPFT representative as an officer on the national board. Our new vice chair on the national board is Sandra Rawline. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Okay. And Madam Chair, we did have the GM's hand up and also Bill Crozier's hand up as well.
Okay, David first.
I just was going to say I would love to stay and chit-chat with you guys some more, but I need to be on another call, so I wanted to graciously bow out. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bill.
Thank you. I tell you, I'm still extremely concerned about the big loan that's due in, you know, a little over a month, April 1st, that pays us all our buildings as collateral, all our contents as collateral, even our intellectual property. And, we're kind of at FJC's mercy. We need to agree with them, but we need to be honest with them also. I mean, from what I've been hearing, I don't see any plan on how we're going to repay it. We've struggled for the last year to just make the interest payments. We would not have been able to make the interest payments on that loan except for the PPP funding that we got, which enables us to shift some other money around that would normally go to payroll and had let it go to help pay interest on that and also pay back debt, so we could get, you know, pay part of the money that we owed Netta and our auditor and, you know, other creditors like that. And so now we're getting, you know, I don't think we're over $100,000 in debt again to Netta. I forget exactly how much it is. So the new round will help pay back debt again, but I don't see it as being enough to pay back the interest on this loan for the next, if it's extended for a year, say, for example, like that, much less any plans on how we're going to be able to pay back the principal. And the elephant in the room still seems to be the WBAI seems to be exempt from any responsibility for making its own share of the payments for central services, especially, which has been way behind in for years. And they continue to
point of information,
depend on other
Madam
stations
Chair.
To have
okay.
They depend on other stations to help cover their benefits for their employees, for example. They've also, lately, but, you know, they used to even have to, depend on other stations for payroll. And so if we're not going to insist that all the stations do their part, how are we going to pay back the loan?
In a national board, because Bill is not part of any national board.
Who has the chair, Madam Chair?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Who has the floor?
Are we in National, Pacifica National Board and Pacifica National Committee reports? Why am I hearing from Bill? I don't understand what this part is. Can you explain it to me?
Got it. But
we're having questions and answers.
No, you are not questioning. You are giving your opinions in a bunch of things.
Well, if you hadn't interrupted, I would have been able
to
get my questions.
No, you are talking in the last 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
This is out of order, Madam Chair.
May I continue,
well, you
Madam
know
Chair?
What? Let me
I want to hear the national board.
Okay, Wally was the last person that spoke on the national board, and I took the other, it was other people beside Bill who had something to say with regard to what was said by the four directors. So that's what we were doing right now. But I just want to say this because I kind of agree with you, Adriana. The fact is y'all like to hear yourselves talk. I'm steady watching the it's 8:57. We can be finished with these meetings in a timely fashion. We can get through everything on the agenda. But every time somebody says something, if somebody else has to say something that is personal to you, I have to reiterate over and over again, this is what I see from the outside in. This is not your personal station. Let me say it again. This is not your personal radio station. You guys, every time, and then when I say you guys, that means I'm talking about the whole. In California, we say you guys. That's how I was trained. Okay. But I mean everybody. You have to stop taking everything so personally. When the reports, all I wanted to hear was from the directors. That's it. It was their time to give their report. Whether you like what they said or you didn't like what they said. If you need a clarification, ask him for clarification. But you guys go on these tangents and you start preaching about what you feel and what happened 10 years ago or what happened. We know that nobody has a, we know that there's no plan to pay back the loan. Are we going to solve that? And I'm going to challenge everybody from now on in the meetings is, if it is not something that we can fix in this meeting, why are you bringing it up? Because I don't think the KPFT LSB board can fix how we gonna pay the loan back. This board cannot fix that. Why are we having a discussion about it? And if we need to have a discussion about it, call a special meeting to talk about what you need to talk about.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Murray.
I could answer the reason why if you want me to.
Madam Chair, I think the member, he forgot he wasn't in a New Day meeting because that's probably where they take this up.
Okay. Bill, what is your answer? And then I'm moving on from this.
Well, the answer is that we're going to be impacted, KPFT is going to be impacted very severely if our building is sold. Help pay off the loan.
We know that, Bill. God. Bill, we know that. We know that.
Well, so are we supposed to ignore that?
Madam Chair.
Right. I'll shut up.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Point of order.
As a Pacifica National Board member, could I have just 90 seconds on that, please?
Yes.
Since Teresa did allude to a alleged offer or a substantive suggestion I made, she, as most people, got half of it right, but don't tell, as the old radio man used to say, the whole story. And the whole story is that we do have to look at options, and David Bayes is going to have to address this himself. But it's not on the local level that these decisions will be made, because we don't own the building. We don't own the loan. This is going to be made on a national level. That's why you need to have people that represent you at a national level that can entertain and discuss and make salient suggestions and maybe even a plan of action. And in my last 45 seconds, I would only say that we cannot stay in that decrepit building and call ourselves a viable radio station. We're going, what has been neglected for over 30 years in terms of a succession plan for this building, it's going to have to happen one way or another. And the fact that there are ways in which you can negotiate with your loan people that will allow you to have monies that could allow you to operate in a new facility, whether it's rented, certainly you can't afford to buy one with the money that's going to remain. But yes, these people want money for that loan. They want us to pay that loan down. And selling our building, which ain't worth a dime, selling the land, cashing it out, giving them some of it, and we retaining some of it so that we can build out new facilities that can sustain us for the next 30 or 40 years is a discussion that we must have and we are going to have at the national level. But that's not a local, not a local issue, and it's not going to be decided at the local issue to, on the local level, Teresa. It's above your pay grade.
And really and truly, that's all I keep saying. You guys, let me say this. You have done wonders by we getting through the agenda, because I remember a time we wouldn't even be halfway through the agenda at 9 o'clock. You are making progress, but we're not going to make progress in addressing everything on our agenda if we don't stop having conversations about stuff we cannot control. Well, I know it needs, like I said, if it means that much to you, call a special meeting with the title, "What are we going to do about our building?" Call a special meeting. But please stop coming to LSB and y'all rap back and everybody gets into their groove. And I'm really trying to be lenient because I'm trying to accommodate everybody, and I know there are 50 million different personalities, but it's not fair for you guys to take up the time. The agenda comes first.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I'm calling for the orders of the day. Can we please continue with the agenda if there's no more questions regarding the PMB reports?
That would be lovely, Sandra.
Okay, I'm calling for the orders of the day. Thank you.
We are at this point where we need to elect non-directors to the Pacifica National Committees and Task Force. Now, this says we got 20 minutes for that. I'm going to cut that down to 10. Who wants to be, and I'm going to do it like this. If the question is not pertaining... If the question is not pertaining to me putting somebody's name on these committees, please do not ask it. Yes, Ted.
My agenda said that after the PNB report, we were going to have committee reports and then elect people to
position. Well, I'm switching that right now because I need to get these people on these committees. Is that okay with you? That is what a chairperson does.
Madam Chair, yes. I just want to make sure that somehow we discuss finance, development, facilities, and COI before the close of meeting, because we need to have conveners for those four committees so we can get those committees started.
Okay.
And we agree that it would be during committee reports, and now I don't know where you're putting committee reports.
When I get these people on this committee, I'm going back to committee reports.
Okay.
And can I get this done in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm asking every last one of you. Simple.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes, Richard.
If I understand this correctly, if there are more than two people that want to be on the committee.
I don't know, Richard.
Let me finish, please. If there are more than two people that want to be on a committee, then we have to have an election to place those two people.
Well, we don't know that yet, Richard, because we have not asked.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with the rules.
God. Who wants to be on an audit committee?
This is Linden. This is Linden. I'd like to be on the STAC. I'd like to nominate Sandy for the audit committee.
Anybody else?
This is Nancy. I'd like to nominate Adriana Casanave.
Anybody else? Okay, moving along. Elections committee. Somebody's talking. Who's trying to talk? Because I hear it, but I'm looking down. Nobody wants to.
This Nancy. Mm-hmm. I'd like to nominate Susie Moreno for elections.
Okay. All right. One more person.
Madam Chair.
Nancy.
I would like to nominate Bill Crozier.
Did you hear me?
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I want to nominate Nancy Saibara.
For elections? Adriana, for elections?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, got it.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I would like to nominate Bill Crozier.
I already wrote that down, Teresa.
You already said it.
Yeah. Governance. Nominations.
This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I'd like to nominate Nancy Saibara Naditomi for governance.
Okay. Anybody else?
Ed, I would like to nominate myself.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Bill. I'd like to nominate myself.
For governance. Y'all just really want to make stuff difficult. Anybody else for governance? Okay, moving along. Programming.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to stack. I would like to nominate Sandy for Programming Committee.
I want to nominate Nancy Saibara.
Got it.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
The way we're doing this, it seems to me, is inappropriate. We should nominate and vote on one committee and then nominate for the next committee, because if people are elected to one, they're not going to want to be or have the time to be on two or three others. So,
can I finish what I'm doing, Ted? Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, so if there's one or if there's more than one person that wants to be on a national committee, then there will have to be an election. And so if that person gets elected to more than one committee, they can always decline. But we're going to have to do the whole Peller election with Terry Goodman and whoever he
chooses. Oh, no, we're
chooses.
Not going to do that. But y'all won't let me finish. So, you know, sometimes I do things to get through the process.
Okay, all right. So you're saying we're going to vote tonight? Verbally, is that correct?
Well, let me finish, please. I'm gonna finish what I'm doing. Is there anybody else for this programming committee? Okay, right now, before I go to the task force, these are the people that have been nominated. Huh? Audit, Sandy, Adriana, elections, Susie, Bill, Nancy, governor. Who's talking? Who's talking? Paula, can you tell who's talking? You muted.
She's muted. I apologize.
Somebody keeps saying something to me and I can't understand what they're saying. Really, I cannot hear them. I hear them very faintly. Can you, do you see what it is?
I don't see anyone at this point.
This is Lyndon. Venetia, I think it's an echo.
I hear the echo.
I heard it also.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So governance was Nancy, Ted, and Bill. Elections was Susie, Bill, and Nancy. Programming was Sandy and Nancy. When I look at this list, I'm seeing the same names on all these committees. Tell me what committee you really want to be on. And yeah, somebody need, I'm finna tell you because I'm not going to send this to Goodman. We're going to deal with this tonight. What committee do you really want to be on?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Adriana, go on.
See, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I know what you're trying to do, but our bylaws are very clear. we cannot vote openly. My laws talk about this, and this will not be accepted at the national level. The national level, they are doing the same. If we have more people, that the seats that we have open need to go to Terry Woodman or whoever we elect, and need to be ballots that are people have the right to vote without. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you don't. There's nothing to be sorry about. And I knew that, Adriana. I really did know that. That's why I was going to circle back. This is what my plan was, to circle back, go to the audit committee. There's only two names on the audit committee.
No, the only discussions are, Madam Chair, for the one that have more than two.
Yeah.
Now is election and governance.
Right.
So nobody, neither of the three want to get out. We need to go to Terry. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was my question. That was going to be my question. On the three, on the elections committee, first let me start with elections. There are three people on here. Susie, Bill, and Nancy. All three of you want to run for this position? Just say yes or no.
I do.
Okay, Susie. Bill and Nancy?
Yeah, I guess I do, but, you know, if somebody else would like to do it, I see Nancy on volunteering for almost every committee, so I'd, anyway, I think there'd be somebody else on some of these.
Madam Chair, this is Richard for the stack.
Yes, Richard.
I also see that you want to rush along here, but,
I'm trying to rush along.
It's not fair. I don't think it's fair to harass these people.
It's going to Goodman. Done with it. Task force. Who wants to be on the task force? Cause see, y'all not satisfied unless something takes 50 million years to get done. Task force. Who nominate me somebody for the task force?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
I volunteer to serve on the development task force and the affiliates task force.
Adriana, go ahead.
I want to be in the affiliate and the archives.
Okay, hold on. And don't forget
that is not a limit. It's not a limit. We can select more than two people.
Okay.
Task force, it doesn't have a limit. Thank you.
Okay, no limits. Okay, got it. Don't forget technology. So let me say technology, because I did take technology from under committees and put it on the task force.
This is Nancy. I'd like to volunteer. Oh, can I speak?
Go ahead.
I'd like to volunteer for technology and the affiliates and the archives.
Hold on. Affiliates,
archives, and technology.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I volunteer Sandy Wyman for technology? Sandy.
Okay. Now, all of those that have been nominated, you okay with the nominations? Are you okay for being nominated? That's the question.
Everybody. Request for information. I could not understand which task force was Sandy nominated for?
Technology.
Technology. Okay.
Okay. So everybody's fine with being nominated to the committees that they were nominated.
This is Nancy.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'd like to withdraw from the elections committee, and I want to thank Adriana for it. I would like to do it, but I just feel like it's too many. And this is a really needs a lot of reform is the elections.
Madam
so
Chair.
So you don't have to have an election.
Huh?
Madam Chair, I see Ted's hand up.
Thank you, Ted.
I just have a question, and that is this the last time we are going to hear anything about these committees, or are these committees, these national committees and these task forces going to report and let us know what they're doing from month to month?
I hope they do.
Adriana?
I hope they do, Tia. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, I want to remind everybody that those are national committees. Until the national board put in function, they, Sandra told us that they are voting to select their members. After they put those committees to work, then our people will go to those committees and then they came back and report.
Right. Right. And the task force is a national task force as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the same procedure goes with them?
Yes.
Okay. But you said that there were no limit on the task force, right?
No, they are not.
Okay, thank you. All right. So once again, everybody is comfortable with what has been nominated, being nominated, that is.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Tell me again who is on the elections committee. Is it Bill and Susie?
Susie and Bill.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Are we ready for KPFT committees now?
Well, hold on. So the only committee that I need to send to Goodman is governance?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian.
Are we going to have a chance to talk before people vote?
We don't have to vote, but on one committee.
On that one committee, I'm one of the people who's nominated for governance. Are we going to make our case or are we just going to vote?
We are not voting.
We're not voting.
We are voting by email.
Yes, but once
we're not voting right now, Tia.
Right.
When are we going to vote?
When Bill Goodman sends you the stuff through email.
Point of information.
Yes.
Madam Chair, could we not suggest that those three people that are running for that committee send a paragraph of their qualifications or their desires to serve to the LSB, so if anyone needs information about voting, they'll have a little bit of feedback or a little bit of information about each candidate.
That is an excellent idea.
Excellent. I second that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So. The three of is only three people, which is for the governance committee, and that is Nancy, Ted, and Bill. Can you please send a paragraph to the LSB by Friday? I'm gonna just put a date out here, by Friday, of why you want to serve on that committee and your qualifications for doing so. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay. Moving along. Teresa, we're going back up here to these committees.
Okay. I would be happy to convene the first finance committee meeting. And the way we handle it is you're automatically a voting member of this committee if you're an LSB member and if you're at the first meeting. I suggest that we meet on Wednesday, the 17th of February. And I do suggest that if you cannot attend that meeting, if you state that, then you will automatically be on the committee. Because, I mean, if let's say 15 people want to be on it, but, you know, some people can't, then I'd say if they state in advance that they want to be on the committee, then they have satisfied the requirement of being at the first meeting.
That is not, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Adriana?
I hear you. Go ahead, Adriana.
That's not the way that this works. I remind Teresa that she knows it perfectly and she's trying to invent something on
the
go.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Teresa. You know perfectly that you, first of all, the chair decide who the convener will be. And after that, once that the meeting is the convener decide the date, he will send the invitation. And the only ones that can ask for an excuse absent and keep being members are the member from previous year. The other member need to be present in that first meeting. Those are our rules. We're always like that. Okay?
What?
Thank you.
So you're saying that I can't be, I don't care who convenes.
That's what I'm saying. That is up to the chair to decide who the conveners are. I want to remind everybody that I'm still asking and waiting for all of you to tell me when. Since the last three meetings of the LSB, when you want a finance committee meeting. And I can show that I have only three people that answer. Only three. Okay? Thank you.
Madam Chair, Bill Crow's just hand is up.
Bill, go ahead.
It sounds like Teresa made a motion and I'll seconded it. And, you know, Adrian is correct. That's what we've done in the past. But if we want to pass a motion that says what Teresa said, I think we have the right to do that. And that sounds like a logical thing to do to get the Finance Committee going.
The chair has the right to select a convener. That is our bylaws.
Dwayne Mark.
No, the bylaws don't say anything about that.
And our special and standing rules, sir.
Dwayne.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark needs to be recognized.
I say Dwayne.
Okay, thank you. What this motion appears to do is stack the committees, which, you know, when you have a supermajority, you can do that, but you ought to not be so blatant about it. If an individual can't make the first meeting, it's likely they're not going to make the second and third, and then you start struggling to have a quorum because you packed it with vote so that you can have the numbers to win the chairmanship. You can see all through that. So the rule is the rule, and the rule was there for the purpose that if you're at the first meeting, then you're on the roll. And if you're not at the first meeting, you need to make three meetings in order to get on the roll. So I just hope we're not going to start this year off with all that foolishness.
Nancy on the stack, point of order. Mm.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I have the floor?
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, I want to read from the standing rules. Adrienne is correct. It says the chair of the LSB in setting up a committee shall select a convener who shall act as chair pro tem. Within a few meetings, the committee will choose a chair who will then be voted by the LSB at the next meeting. This was in 2004.
That is how we have been functioning since I've been on this board. So I don't see any reason to change that.
Okay. And it was not on the agenda, this new motion of Teresa's.
Huh? Okay.
Madam Chair, may I speak? Madam Chair.
Teresa and Sandra.
Madam Chair, I only offered to convene and I offered a date so we can get this going. The National Board wants, the Finance Committee wants us to come up with a budget. So I was hoping that if we could have a meeting next Wednesday, then we could get it started.
Do I have to come up with these chairs right now?
I don't care who the convener is, just so we can
have. What did you say?
No, not Madam Chair.
So I can email who I want the chairs to be?
Yes. The convener.
Convener.
Yes.
Yeah, the convener.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can you just please pick somebody to convene?
I will.
Can you let her do it?
I will do it. I will send it out tomorrow. But I'm not focused on it right now. I'm focused on trying to get us through this agenda. Y'all really don't understand. I want to get through the agenda every time. I really do.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If you don't select a convener tonight and decide the date tonight, then we can't put it for the 17th. Because we won't be giving 7 days notice.
It means that it's up to you, Teresa. Why are you so focused on that? Don't you think that we should ask the members what they want, or is convenient just for you?
Okay,
what is the point? Because we were so worried why we didn't have, I didn't have an answer, and I couldn't convene the finance committee because only three of you or four of you answered during 3 months.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I think Adriana and Teresa have had their turn. I would like to make what I hope is a suggestion in that the outgoing chairs of all of our local station board committees be appointed as the conveners of the new 2021 committees, and that according to the standing rules, that people that attend will be allowed to vote for the chair. And I would like to remind everybody that one or more meetings includes one meeting or two meetings or three meetings. You know, we went through all of this with the MSRC last year, and it took three meetings and then some before we were finally able to appoint a chair. But it's really not necessary to go through all those hijinks. If you, Madam Chair, could just send out an email to all of the outgoing chairs from all of the committees and say you are appointed as the convener of this meeting and it needs to be convened within the next 30 days. Then all of us outgoing chairs, whether it's Adriana or myself or whomever from whatever committee, will convene the meeting within 30 days from today. And we will elect our new chairs at that time. Does that sound reasonable?
Oh, my God. This sounds perfect.
Madam Chair, one point of order. One point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Susie?
That motion sounds near perfect with one exception.
Yeah.
The bylaws, and nor can anyone mandate when a committee wants to vote for its chair. So short of that, voting for chairs, that is allowed and left up to the committee to make that determination.
Okay, so I just need to change the word.
Yes, just take that out and it'll be a perfect motion.
Say that. No.
Head for the stack.
Go ahead.
Susie to the stack. Susie.
Okay. Adriana, then Susie, then Teresa, then Ted.
I agree with Dwayne, but basically our standing and special rule said after a few meetings, if they are like, we went through all of that, right? I mean, if one to be one meeting, we say one meeting. Two, we say two. If a few meetings, obviously at least it's three. That's why that is the basic discussion here. That's why we cannot decide that because till the committee is being set and people know how the chair act or not, they are able to vote. That was the idea.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Lyndon for the stack.
Hold on. Who did I say after Adriana? Susie. Was it Susie?
Right.
Okay.
And
go ahead. Go ahead, Susie.
So what Sandra said was okay, but she left out the fact that if you attend the first meeting, then you automatically become a voting member for chair. And if you do not, then you have to wait attend three consecutive meetings before you become a voting member. That she left off, which needs to be
got it. Okay, got it.
Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Who was after Susie? Because I was busy writing
down one. Ted.
I was last.
Oh, okay.
Who was
Teresa then?
Teresa.
I believe that last year, when we convened the first finance committee meeting, there were some people who had to work on the first day or on the date of the meeting, so they were given automatic membership. Now I guess that was because they were on the committee before. I just would rather we not wait a whole month because the National Finance Committee is asking for our budget. And I want to make it clear I have expressed to the chair of the finance committee that I am available at any date.
Okay.
So perfect. Don't say I'm not offering you any date.
You are one of the few, Teresa. I agree with you. You are one of the few that answer when I ask. But from the 16 or 17 members of the committee, you are one of the three that answer in the last 3 months. Thank you.
Everybody has to do on this at this time, everybody tell you if it's okay for next Wednesday the 17th.
Hey. And we'll do it.
Both common sense and the rules say that we do not create a gulf. There is no period of time when a committee ceases to exist. The people who are currently the chairs of committees, until their replacement comes into place, the current chairs can call those meetings. They should have been wise enough to have consulted with the members of the committee at the last meeting. But if they haven't, they should consult with the members of the committee who are presently in place, and they should continue to do their work. And all notices that need to be put out there should be put out there. We have a house on fire. We need to do our work.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm wrapping this up.
I've been on the stack for a while.
Oh, Jesus. Bill Crozier is the last person to speak on this subject, and I am going to give the orders of the day with regards to the conveners so we can move on. Bill.
Well, why don't you just appoint him, but I'd like to talk to you first. I have an issue with finance, just real briefly. Because I'm anxious too. Teresa's anxious, but we've been waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks on the information, the financial information that we need for the budget. That's why there's that director's inspection, and we're still waiting for the information. So we need that first. And so I don't know when it's going to be, when we get it.
Who gives you that?
Well, it'd normally be the business manager, but we've had to go to NEDA and the national board to get them to, you know, instruct them to provide us the information.
Maybe we can just agree to have a budget meeting of the finance committee next Wednesday the 17th. Not as the first meeting of the finance committee, but just have, I mean, our chair just said we could have a special meeting, so we could do that.
Dwayne.
Madam Chair, Bill just said something that we spent two meetings at the PNB dealing with, and the IED and the ICFO pointed out that there was nothing that these guys were not receiving and that they will not receive, but they could make a budget, the budget that has been presented to this body. And I know it hasn't been really dealt with, but Markeisha and the former manager have presented and have available a budget. And if you listen to the code words that are used, David Bass just got through telling us, hear me, people. David Bass just got through telling us that he reviewed the proposed budget. He finds nothing significant that he wants to change, but yet they give an impression for holding information back on them. That's why they need this director's inspection. This is forked tongue talk. So if Teresa and the rest of you want to do a special meeting on the budget so we can stop playing these games at the local and the national level, because folks see through it. But a budget is on the table. So let's, Madam Chair, call the meeting so we can get this out in the open, because the budget's been available for 4 months and these people are basically lying.
You want me to call?
Madam Chair, may
I object to this, and this
Madam
is
Chair,
filled with lies.
Madam
and
Chair, the finance
and the
rest of you have been lying, trying to make this woman look mad.
This is,
when you have
Madam
the information,
Chair,
and the budget is there.
This is personal privilege.
Madam Chair, may I ask for the floor to answer?
When y'all talk and I will talk. Yeah, mute everybody. Seriously. No, don't mute everybody because then somebody will be, you already know. Anyways, what I was getting ready to say, which was the most logical thing that I've heard all night, and as I recall being on the development committee and the outreach committee 2 years ago, the current chairman of these committees are the conveners until you meet.
Right.
That is what, and I'm going to say it again. The current chairman of each committee is the convener for 2021. Please call your meetings in the next couple of weeks or whatever and get the business that you need to get done. That's number one. Number two, let me reiterate something. And thank you, Dwayne, for recalling, because see, you know, I'm writing this stuff down, trying to write notes and keep up with y'all. The general manager did say there was a budget. Why are we having this conversation? Don't
answer. Respond?
It's a long answer, but yeah, I could be glad to tell you.
Can you respond?
What is
I can respond that, Madam Chair, because I'm the chair of the finance committee.
Okay. You are the chair of the finance committee. That yes. is true. So what's the response?
As I said before, Madam Chair, we have a budget. The last
with the gentleman.
2 months, the last 2 months, I cannot make the members to decide when to meet. And got the it. previous two meetings, I asked that everybody go there and listen because they are, the audios are there. You can listen to those meetings and see that was impossible. Even when one of the points there was discussing the budget that we have there, the one that we have the proposed budget, we couldn't make the members discuss the budget because like you said right now, everybody want to talk about whatever they want to talk and they keep complaining that we don't talk about budget. I was trying to make the committee remember that we need to go to the budget, the proposed one that we already have. And our business manager and our general manager said that we have. I agree that the committee can try to tweak that a little or talk about that and talk real numbers with the business manager and with the general manager. But please do not make propaganda saying that we didn't because we haven't. And most of the members of this committee didn't want to talk about the budget issues when we have our meetings.
Okay.
Madam Chair, orders of the day.
A lot of totally orders of the day. Statements there.
Orders of the day. Thank you. I was waiting. You know, I wish y'all could read my face when I'm looking like, can I call orders of the day? Somebody call orders of the day. Orders of the day.
Thank you.
Is what I'm leaving with the orders of the day. The current, I'm going to say it again, chairman or the conveners for these committees for 2021. You need to have a meeting. I don't care when it is. Just let me know within the next 2 weeks. Secondly, lastly, I don't know what y'all looking for because I can only, you know, I believe in hierarchy. You wanted a general manager. I'm going to say it again. You got one. He's not interim. He is a full-time general manager. He just said to you an hour ago that there was a budget. Whatever you need, please go to the general manager. Please. Please. Orders of the day. We are on unfinished business. We've been talking about unfinished business. I hope there's no more. New
Madam
business.
Chair? Madam Chair?
facilities, will you appoint a facilities convener and a COI convener unless somebody can say who's in charge of COI?
What is COI?
Committee of Inclusion.
Oh,
it was.
It's
the
me.
National Board it's will me. Select a
director. Now it's Venetia Patel Adams.
I will tell you who that is tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me. Adriana, who did you say it was?
Originally, I was, but now it's Venetia Patel Adams.
Got it. All right.
Maybe someone is willing to volunteer right now to be facilities.
Does anybody want to be the facilities?
That doesn't need to be a committee of the LSB. Just let David handle that.
I'm
going to say it again. Let the general manager do his job.
I agree. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy.
Yeah, the Committee of Inclusion is actually a PNB committee, but it's made of a director, at least one of our KPFT directors, and I forgot two or three LSBs. And we have Venetia Patel Adams is the present chair of the COI.
She needs a convener. Okay. I will appoint somebody for facilities. Moving along. Is there any other new business?
I was talking about Committee of Inclusion, not facilities.
I got you. Committee of Inclusion. That's Venetia. I already got and told them that's Venetia. Okay. It's 9:43. The next date for the meeting is Wednesday, March the 10th. 2021. As I close this out, you guys, let me just reiterate again. You guys have done a fantastic job of tightening it up. I am so proud of you. But what I'm not proud of is that we continue to have long drawn out conversations in an LSB meeting. We have to stop that. We have to stop that. If you need to have a conversation with whomever in a more in-depth role, you need to call a special meeting. You can do that. Special meetings that I've called in the past only lend themselves to one topic. Secondly, we got to stop referring to people in negative. We have got to stop doing it. And I'm going to leave you with this. Y'all so obsessed with Pacifica. The last time I checked, the Federal Communications Commission is over Pacifica. And one thing the Federal Communications Commission does not condone is people bullying people or people talking about people. Let me remind you guys that we are online. This meeting is recorded. When you send out an email, that email becomes black and white. Let me remind you of that. I got so much proof going on, it's unreal. Because you guys want to have these long dissertations and y'all want to go back and forth. Come on. We can do better. You got a chance to take KPFT and make it what it needs to be. Concentrate on that. Let that be your focus. Please. Please. Let the general manager, you see, I think he is very into his new job. He is attacking stuff left and right. Let him do his job. If you need to talk to him, you pick up the phone, you call him. Don't send emails all over the United States of America. When I am talking to one person, I don't send CCs to the United States of America. Please stop doing that. It's time for y'all to rise up to the occasion. All this going back and forth is not going to get us where we need to be. You keep talking about money. I've said it. Y'all know more people in Houston because, see, most of my people I know is in San Francisco. I'm going to say it again. You find somebody that can write you a check for $1 million. I got a list. I'm gonna give that list to David. I would suggest you get the same list. You come up with a list and give it to David. You want to get out of this financial hole that we're in? It's gotta be by donors that can write a $1 million check. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see it. My computer is telling me I'm on low battery. That means I am calling this meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Thank you. So moved. I love every last one of y'all. Y'all doing a fantastic job. You really are. You just got to get out your own self, right? Then you can get out there. Love y'all.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Nancy.
Would it be nice if the chair would, I'm just sort of suggesting, thank all the people who are coming to our meeting.
Oh, yeah. And lately, since we've been virtual, we have had a lot of people coming. Thank you for coming to our meeting.
Chair, our quick point. It's our fun drive, and there's a new Deadbeat T-shirt.
Yay. Oh, okay. There you go. Talk about some raising some money. There you go. Y'all heard that new Deadbeat T-shirt. How much is it, Sandy?
$100 donation. Cheap.
$100 donation. Okay. Got that.
$100.
$100. Yeah. All right. Any more,
peasy.
Any more, pledge things? That's what I
would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair. I have, five friends. And they will put up $500, to match any board members that tonight, want to pledge money, as a challenge grant for the KPFT. So if we, up to, just tell me how much you want to pledge to KPFT and it will be matched up to $500.
Okay. I have a question. I have a point of information.
Excuse me. Yes, Adriana.
Is and that I got money coming from New Day Pacifica or how is that?
Which one?
I don't know. Teresa is saying that some of her friends. That come from the New Day Pacifica or how is that?
No, but it's money that would just be contributed to KPFT.
Okay. We know who are the, okay.
These are KPFT listeners and members or former members.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
9%. Come on.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you guys. I love y'all.
Thanks, Phoenicia.
I love y'all.
Well, contact me if you want to make them put up the money.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Great meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Paula Miller.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Oh, Paula's anniversary. Say happy anniversary, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Say happy anniversary. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, your thank husband. You, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had no takers to come up with, to pitch
I
in for him.
I was going to send you some money, so just chill. I'm gonna get off here because I ain't got no. I only have 9% left.
Okay, give me a call.
We adjourn, Madam Chair.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Take care. Teresa?
Bye.
Teresa.
I think she left already.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.